One thing I've always believed about public service, and especially the presidency, is the importance of asking ourselves, have we left the country in better shape than we found it? And tonight, I can say with all my heart, the answer to that question is a resounding yes, because of you.
And if you needed any more of a reminder of how out to lunch our government is, let's check in with the Appalachians. And this is where we are today. Shameful.
Our workforce persevered through all of the challenges I've just described.
John, first snowstorm here underway, and these freezing temperatures really the last thing people in Western North Carolina needed. If you see here, people were in these mobile homes. Those floors were torn out by the storm Helene 8 weeks ago. They were moved to hotels by FEMA. Those hotel vouchers for many people have run out, and now they are in tents after 8 weeks after this storm.
And they also persevered through a difficult security environment generated by misinformation about FEMA's work spread through social media.
The people on FEMA were fearing the Trump houses like they were fearing people with vicious dogs in their backyard.
Exactly. And just and that's based on the trends.
We help all survivors, all people, obtain all of the assistance that they are qualified for under the law.
If you are going to stay, we cannot guarantee you food and supplies, okay? We can't guarantee that we can come back up here and get you. This is your chance to get out of here.
And misinformation was making that work much more difficult.
Yeah. And really calling myself out in my own journey of going from being a liberal Quaker and then living in rural Appalachia for 12 years and going for this through this hurricane and realizing, like, it was not the Democrats that helped me.
No.
It was hardcore conservative Republicans who had my back without question. They just jumped in and did whatever it took. And that was mind-blowing for me.
This is already a tough situation. Many have told me they didn't get the help they expected from FEMA, whether that's a longer hotel stay, an RV to stay in, or just some extra money to offset things. Helene damaged a large stretch of this Swannanoa area, and many homes are considered uninhabitable. So people that are staying in RVs are oftentimes in their own backyard. Their cars just sitting broken along the road. Fuel continues to be a major concern as they continue rebuilding walls, trying to stay warm. And the Western Carolina Emergency Network tells me they need kerosene for heaters and gas for generators, but donations are slim. So they're trying to get the word out that people in North Carolina still need a lot of help. Now, besides the physical, there's also the mental. A lot of volunteers telling me that preparing for bad conditions is a sort of PTSD for Helene survivors as well. And we're expecting at most up to a foot of snow in some of the mountainous areas here in Swannanoa, North Carolina.
So we've got snow up here today. They're calling for 1 to 3 inches in this area, and up in the higher elevations, 5 to 10. We'll go check on people.
We're out in Burnsville right now, laying down some hay for some of these families who lost their homes and are unfortunately living in these tents. Clint over here, as you can see, it is a freaking muddy mess over here. So we're helping them out, getting some of this hay on the ground. Hopefully it'll make it a little more solid for them.
Our founding fathers tarred and feathered people for less. This is insane. You're going to tax me in order to fund an emergency management agency. And then when I actually need it, when the hurricane actually comes through or the flood actually comes through, you're going to deny me services that I paid for based upon my political viewpoint. At the very least, there should be monetary compensation to all these folks. But I think the folks who are actually responsible for injecting these policies at whatever level, and frankly, the people who took the orders to follow through on those directives, should all be in jail. Yeah. They should all be in jail for decades. Yeah. It is inconceivable that we would allow, and by not doing that, by not punishing them, yes, punishing them for this egregious violation of people's rights, by not punishing them, we're sending the signal that you can continue to do this. That as long as you keep it under a certain threshold and you have some vaguely plausible excuse for why you explicitly discriminated against people for their political views, you can just keep on doing it. This needs to come to an end, and it's only going to do that if they get a good metaphorical spanking.
John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks
lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Many years ago, I coined the term 360 win. That's another way of saying it's a non-zero sum game. When you have a sum game, it's a pizza. There's only so many pieces. It doesn't get bigger. But if something is symbiotic, if something empowers everybody involved with it, it is a 360 win. When you visit drjonesnaturals.com, you're not just supporting our broadcast by getting the products. You're getting game-changing products that really, really work and are amazing. All of the Nano Silver products, incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy, products like Top Brain, an incredible nootropic, Rocket Rest, an incredible natural sleep aid, and dozens of other products not available at InfoWarsStore.com or exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. And they keep the show on the air, and they're amazing, a 360 win. So please follow the links below to drjonesnaturals.com, and I thank you for your support. And for breaking news and updates, be sure and follow me at Real Alex Jones here on X.